Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You know, many times business people were not the best students in school. They're good at business, but English may not have been their strong point. Social studies may have not been their strong point, or math may not have been their strong point. But you know, you don't need to be a math wizard, but you still need to know the numbers for your business. I can't count the number of times that I've asked business people, so tell me, what did your salespeople sell this month, this week, this year? I don't know. What's your closing ratio? How many appointments do you need to make before you get a sale? I don't know. How many contacts does it take to make an appointment? I don't know. It amazes me that business people don't know, or we start talking about the numbers in their financial statement. And I don't expect anyone to be an accountant or a CPA. But, you know, what is your cost of goods sold? What is your cost of labor? What's your percentage of profit? Where can you improve it? How much do you need to increase the sales? Are you making money? Aren't you making money? Business people generally just don't know the numbers. They don't know the math. It's extremely important because you don't want to get to the end of the year and you don't want to say to yourself, hey, I didn't make money this year. Why is that? Wow, look at my cost of goods. Look at my cost of labor. If you understand every single month where you are, if you understand exactly what the numbers say and what they mean, then if there is a problem, you can correct it. Or when things are going really well, you can just encourage them to continue to go well and go on the same path. I know that we go into business because we want freedom. We want to be our own boss. We want to do what we want to do, when we want to do it. But it does require a certain amount of discipline. And if we don't have that discipline, if we don't understand what's happening in the business, then we've got a problem. And we don't want to have problems that are unnecessary. Why are we in business? We're in business to make a profit. Our motivation, as I've talked about before, is because we wanted to be our own boss. We enjoyed the challenge, the prospect, a thousand other reasons. But we will not know if we make a profit unless we know the numbers. And we also need to have our people know the numbers, our salespeople. What are they doing? Are they doing reports every single week? Do we know who they're calling on? Are they calling on the right people? Think about what you need to know for your success and then put those particular reports in place so that we can continue to prosper. It doesn't take long. It doesn't take a long time to look at these things. But once the year is over, there's nothing much we can do about it. Can you believe it's March 1st already? Time is flying by. So let's check out what our salespeople are doing. Let's check out our financial statements. Let's get one made if we don't have one. Let's have regular reporting on sales and on what our costs are. And the year will go along and it will be just fine. You'll be pleased with your results. This is Howard Lewinter. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.